This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. We continue talking about the Arkansas State University bands. This week, we focus on the sounds of the Natural State Marching Band. Leading the sounds of the Natural State is Director of Athletic Bands and Assistant Director of Bands at Arkansas State University, Dr. Stephen Riley. Riley is a Massachusetts native and is in his second year at A-State. I asked him about his thoughts on the A-State bands turning 90 this year.
You can't get to the 90th year without a great legacy of alumni and supporters and a community around you to help build that. I'm fortunate that I'm a fairly new member of this community here, and it's a privilege to be leading the Sound of the Natural State, especially as we celebrate the 90th year. Being a part of that tradition and being a part of what the Sound of the Natural State represents is truly an honor and a privilege, and I can't wait to celebrate that with our alumni, with our campus community, and with our students this year.
Now, this is your second year at Arkansas State.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind, please, and how you came to Arkansas State.
Sure. Well, before I was at Arkansas State, I was director of bands at College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. I am originally from Massachusetts, and I earned my degrees in the Midwest at Illinois and at Iowa. And it was actually my mentor at Iowa who kind of tipped me off to the position here at Arkansas State University, saying, you know, you should really check this out. And the first time I heard the Sound of the Natural State, I was sold. It was just such an incredible sound that they made. The scale of the program was awesome, and the trust and the knowledge of Dr. Sarah and also of Dr. Oliver, knowing that I'd have great mentors to work with, that all three of those things just kind of sold me on the program immediately.
So what was it about the Sound of the Natural State that kind of made it distinctive to you enough to say, you know what, this is exactly where I want to go?
The quality of musicianship, you know, that's one of the things that I really appreciate is that we have, you know, about 40% of our band are music majors, and that really does help create a really well-rounded sound, a mature sound, and it's one of those things where, you know, looking across to the other collegiate band programs around the nation, I would put the Sound of the Natural State's musical product up with the best of them because they just are that refined, that clean, and they perform really, really well.
And they make it a fun atmosphere all the time during game day.
All the time, yes. The energy around Red Wolf Spirit is definitely there. You know, that's something that I wasn't anticipating to be as strong as it was. And when I saw it and experienced it for the first time, I was just enthralled. You know, it was almost like as if we were one of the Power Five conference schools, and it's right here at A-State with our Sound of the Natural State band. They're cheering just as loud as anybody. They're an active and engaged member of our student section. And they just are so full of pack pride and Red Wolf spirit. I love it every year, every game that I get to experience with them.
You know, and it's just hard to believe, you know, or hard to imagine what a game day would be like without their energy and enthusiasm and all that. But I know there was a lot of behind the scenes work that goes into getting prepared for a year or for game
sure.
day. Kind of take us a little on the behind the scenes. How do you prepare for a year? We have the upcoming football year. We've mm-hmm. got the 90th year. How do you do that to be able to keep things fresh and going, you know, every single time?
Sure. Well, there's definitely a lot of communication and collaboration that's involved. The first thing that we do is set up our leadership team for the upcoming year, and that really happens in January of the calendar year. So as soon as we got back from Tucson this past year, we were setting up our leadership interviews. We were announcing who that core was, and we've been planning since then with our student group, talking about ideas for the future, what worked well last year, what we want to improve upon this year. And then after that, once the football season is announced in March, then we can start sighting in on the schedule. I think Dr. Sarah talked about the zone of proximal development, making sure that our schedule also will be conducive to having successful programs. So the types of shows we wanted to program typically occur between March and April in that planning process. We usually bring in athletics as well to see what type of marketing campaigns they might want to do, so that way we're tied in with the community. And then from there, we start looking at acquiring licenses and getting the rights to perform the music that we're going to be working with. Assembling our folks, communicating over the summer with everybody who's going to be moving in, working with Res Life and Housing. Just getting everything that we possibly need to have a great camp week, which is actually going to be.
So with this being the 90th year, any Any plans for, like, special plans for the 90th year?
Well, you know, as our, my colleagues said earlier in these interviews, we are definitely in the planning process for those. But there are a few things that are starting to coalesce right now that we're excited about. One of the things that I'm really looking forward to developing with the sound is just celebrating the community. As I said, you don't get to 90 years without a lot of folks around you helping build that up. Building those connections with our alumni, celebrating their stories. You know, will there be a number 90 on the field? You'll have to come to a game and see. But, I mean, it might be one of those things where we do that in one of our formations, where we invite some alumni back to help us with some shows, where we pay tribute to our campus community as well, and try to build those bonds in. And, of course, Band Day being September 21st, bringing 800 or more, hopefully, of our high school students from around the region to perform with us in a giant mass performance, celebrating not only us as A-State bands, but also the band community at large, which we hope will then continue to support us through to our 100th. Year.
Right. And that is a huge community out there, you know, but y'all work so well together in that regard. So tell us about, and I think that's the one thing you were talking about, community, and it seems like the marching band continues to grow. And as the community's been growing and that, you know, and the support for the Sounds of the Natural State has grown, how has it kind of evolved, or especially over the past, you know, recent years?
Sure. Well, as you know, I'll kind of pick up from where Dr. Oliver left off with the inaugural parade of President Kennedy back in the 60s.
Right.
From then moving forward, we've just been doing a lot of growth, and everything from, you know, kind of just over 100 or so musicians from Mr. Minx's era in 1963 to now we're well over 200 regularly musicians on the field. This year we're looking at staffing between 210 and 220 musicians on the field. That doesn't include our support staff. That's just our undergraduate population, which is incredible. And as we get bigger, and as our football team also has been wonderful over the last several years, we've been having the opportunity to travel quite a bit as well, and really, you know, bring our brand and our, as I was saying, our musical product out there to other communities. So this past year, we were at Arizona. Over the last 8 years, we've gone to 8 different bowl games. So everywhere from Florida to Arizona, Alabama, Louisiana. We've been all over the place, and we're looking forward to continuing to spread that out and make really our product. As I said, it attracted me from the Northeast. Make that known to more people and bring our kind of our sound to the national level.
And that's something that the Sounds of the Natural State gets an opportunity, but not every band gets that opportunity to travel like that.
Correct. We're really fortunate that we have such a great relationship with our athletic department, working with our liaison there, Sarah Munoz and Terry Mahajer. They are fantastic supporters of the band, and just we can't thank them enough for what they do for us to enable us to have such a successful season and to help, you know, really promote the Red Wolf community.
And I know the students enjoy the road trips, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
but having the opportunity to be able to play in different places, and I'll tell you that you know, Centennial Bank Stadium is an amazing place to see a Red Wolf game, and also to be able to see kind of, you know, other stadiums in that. You know, that helps overall in the performance, I would imagine.
Absolutely. One thing that our students do really well is they don't shy away from their enthusiasm for Red Wolf football. And you really can't have a game, as you mentioned earlier, without the Sound of the Natural State there.
Right.
I can't imagine that. So whenever they travel, they want to represent the university and really the enthusiasm and spirit behind what we do. And they will amplify that to the highest degree that they can. They are always psyched and hyped up to perform, and especially when they have the opportunity to showcase that, not only in Centennial Bank Stadium, but whenever we're in front of a different audience that isn't necessarily the Jonesboro community, whether that's those audiences coming here for our A-State Open show when we have Band Day, or our the other competitive high school bands come for that that competition we host, or bowl games, getting that chance to really showcase that to others outside of Jonesboro.
Dr. Stephen Riley joining me here on A-State Connections on KASU. So when you do travel to others, do you hear from other, maybe like say if you're traveling to you know, another university to be able to play football, do you hear from those universities about how awesome the Sounds of the Natural State sounds?
One of the great things about collegiate band programs, their directors and their students, is just the camaraderie that they have. Usually whenever we travel, there's usually a lot of communication about what can we do to make them feel welcome? And everything from getting photos on the fly over this past year when we were at Tucson, the Nevada band and Arkansas State, they just organically meshed during a break prior to pregame where they were, high-fiving, taking pictures with everybody and really celebrating the spirit of cooperation and leaving the spirit of competition on the field for our football players to attend to. And so that camaraderie is something that is really unique, I think, to bands. And those types of moments are really special, especially when they happen as organically as it did at Nevada, in Tucson. But any time that we go and perform alongside or go into another person's stadium, it's always a welcoming atmosphere. And I think that's something that we as collegiate band directors try to promote as much as we can for our students and for each other.
All right. But what is the feeling like when you're home at Centennial Bank Stadium? You're on the field. You're about to lead the Sound of the Natural State for a performance at halftime or at the, at First National Bank Arena, mm-hmm. Here here on the campus. What does that feel like, just being there?
Imagine you're a kid again at Christmas and you're just waiting for that anticipation to open that first gift or to sneak downstairs to see what the hall is going to be for Christmas. That is still how I feel before every game. I go to bed the night before on a Friday night before a Saturday game day, just with that type of butterfly in my stomach, and it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe tomorrow's game day. And when I get to the field, the moment as they're running on and just waiting for that first sound of the fanfare opener that we do in pregame, that's something that sustains me musically and really empowers me. That's something that just I love it. One of the things we do to kind of celebrate that sound and to introduce that to folks is on this coming Sunday night will be our first music rehearsal. And one of the first things that we're going to do is play that opening sound of pregame, because once you hear that sound with 200 of your greatest friends around you, you're sold. It's just hard not to be able to enjoy that and just to be blown away by that incredible massive sound that's coming your way. It's awesome.
So how is it like? I know this is where band camp really kind of comes in throughout the week, bringing 200 different people together, and really they become family, don't they?
Very quickly, yeah. Especially when you think about it, we're a huge band compared to a lot of the schools that our first year students have experienced. Their band might be 30 people strong, and that's the band that they've known, that's the family they've known, and then all of a sudden their section is twice that size. Just the number of trumpets is larger than a lot of high school bands that our students come from. And the cool thing again is that spirit of camaraderie and community mm-hmm. Permeates the moment we get here. Our leadership, our Tau Beta Sigma service fraternity, they're always about making people feel welcome, and very quickly they realize that they have 200 great friends all around them looking to support them and making sure that they're successful for that week.
Dr. Stephen Riley joining me here on A-State Connections. So what's kind of the process of, because everything looks really, really good when it's out on the field, but that doesn't happen without tons of practice and sure. All that. How do you coordinate everything, and how do you get everyone to kind of, learn everything so fast and then be able to go out and perform it, and everything just looks flawless, even though you may be looking at it and saying, that. But you know what I'm trying to ask, though? How do you coordinate all of that to make that work so well?
Sure. Well, I mean, we have a lot of help, that's for sure, and a lot of folks coming in to make sure that each piece of the puzzle works on the field. Our section leaders, we couldn't do it without them. We have music and marching section leaders on the field, and they're responsible within their own sections, making sure that their personnel are in the right spots, moving to the right spots, playing the right pitches, memorizing the music. Without those small pieces working together and creating the show, it wouldn't look as flawless as it does. So I have to give a lot of credit to our students in the band for really taking over in that micro level. My role, along with our graduate students and the other directors, is just to make sure that the overall picture continues to move in that direction. So they're taking care of a lot of the small gears and mechanisms that need to happen. We're taking care of designing those pictures. We're taking care of making sure that the dance team has enough rehearsal time and enough repetitions with us for their part of the performance, and scheduling that. And and then just making sure the pacing from Tuesday when we first start on a new show during the academic year to Friday, especially if it's a 1 week prep, that the pacing is correct to make sure that we actually have the opportunity to perform a great show that day.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And not only are you doing this for the fans and all that, but I know that, you know, there are competitions that you all do. I mean, you all have a really busy year.
Yeah.
So kind of tell us about how the year usually looks like for the marching band.
Sure. Well, they just got their schedules about 3 days ago with the final calendar of events. We get the football games plugged in, and so there are six of those this year, five Saturdays and one Thursday. After that, once we know our schedule, then we can start to think about competitions that we're invited to perform. Obviously, we host the A-State Open, so that's on October 19th. But we were invited to perform at the Mid-South Classic at Jonesboro High School again this year. And so we're going to be visiting and traveling over there on October 5th. Then from there, we also, as director of athletic bands, it's not just the sound moving. It's not just the sound. It's also our Howlers volleyball band. It's our Howlers basketball band.
Right.
And those seasons start up in mid-September with volleyball and late October, early November with basketball. So our entire band is scheduled to perform on December 3rd. The entire sound will be hopefully going to a basketball game and, you know, kind of bringing the sound of the natural state to First National Bank Arena, which is an awesome experience.
Yes.
Especially with a little bit more closed spacing, a ceiling above you. It really makes the sound, it amplifies us quite a bit. So we're already pretty loud, but then on top of that, it's an awesome environment beyond that. So we plug in all those events, and then we have other things. Paint the Town Red is coming in. So we're, working with our Chamber of Commerce and making sure that we're at certain events for Paint the Town Red.
Mm-hmm.
We have the kickoff for school. So we have Order of the Pack that we'll be at. We have, what else? We have a potential homecoming parade this year. We've got a lot of different things in the mix, and those things are all put into our calendar. And then add our other athletic band commitments on top of that. So it gets very busy. But thankfully, our rehearsal schedule is Tuesday through Friday, and it's a class, so our students get credit for that. And we try to protect our students' time as much as we possibly can while still making our commitments and putting on a great product as well.
Yeah, and it's great how I know that the students obviously can't do it without the students, but they do a fantastic job all the time. I know that you're very, very proud of the work that they do.
Yes.
Before we let you run, thank you so much for being here in the studio with us. Anything else you would like to add about this, please, Dr. Riley?
Well, I'd say if you haven't seen the sound of the natural state, come on out to a football game. We've got great shows lined up for you. We announced it on our social media. You can check us out there as well on our A-State Band's Facebook page. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram as well. But the shows that we've already announced, we're going to open with a Beatles tribute, which will include some of our campus community involvement as well. I'm not going to give away kind of the great thing that we're planning right now.
Right.
But come on out and check out the Beatles tribute. We have a Friends and Family show, which we'll coordinate with Band Day. So we're going to be playing some pieces from recent Disney movies that came out over the summer, in addition to celebrating the family kind of atmosphere of our wonderful high school folks from around the state and region. On that show, we've got a Throwback Thursday show planned for the Thursday night game. We have a Fight Night show for homecoming, and that's going to have some alumni participation as well, so come out for that. And then finally, our Heroes Day show. Again, hopefully we'll have an awesome spectacle there. One of the great things about what we do with our shows is that it's always something new. And no matter what day you come out, whether it be a Saturday, whether it be our Thursday game, whether you come to one of our competitions, you're going to see a different show. And that's something that is really awesome about what we do. And we're here to perform for our audiences and to keep it fresh for them, but also amplify our Red Wolf spirit as well.
And that's Director of Athletic Bands and Assistant Director of Bands at Arkansas State University, Dr. Stephen Riley, on A-State Connections on KASU. For KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves.